It's time for another episode of the Faith Fight Podcast. Today we're talking about fighting for your children. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Faith Fight Podcast. I hope that you're having a blessed day. My name is Chris Crary, and I'm here to help you get your prayers answered, to encourage you to grow from glory to glory, and to ultimately assist you in achieving your God-given purpose. Thank you for taking time out of your day to listen. You could be doing anything right now with your ears, listening to anything else out there, but you have chosen to listen to this podcast. So I say thank you, and I pray that this is the blessing to you. If this is your first time listening, remember the podcast is available on all of the major podcasting apps. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and on Audible, or wherever you listen to podcasts. All you need to do is just search the Faith Fight Podcast, and you'll be able to subscribe and follow this podcast so that you receive every episode that I release on a Sunday morning. That's the new release date for 2024 and beyond. Sunday morning, every new episode will come out, and you can listen to it and be encouraged and be blessed through the Faith Fight Podcast. And I want to let everyone know that all of the past episodes are also available. And I've been doing the podcast for 5 years. So that's 5 years worth of episodes that cover various topics, whether you are praying, believing God for a new job, praying or asking God for help with your children or with a problem that you have. If you need encouragement or insight with regards to spiritual warfare, I've covered all of these episodes in the past, and all you need to do is just scroll back and look at the different topic titles. You could even read the description of the episode, and you can download and listen to any one of those past episodes. They will be a blessing to you. Hey everyone, just before we get into this episode, I want to let you know about my new podcast. It's called I Made a Podcast, and it's about podcasting. So if you have a podcast already, or if you had the idea to try and start a podcast, then this new show will help you. In this new show, I interview podcasters from around the world, and we talk about how they make a podcast. They go over some of the tools, the tricks, and some of the resources that they use so that we can all learn more about podcasting. So if you're interested in starting a podcast, go check out my new podcast. I'm guaranteeing you that you will learn something new and be encouraged to start your podcast in this year. And if you're looking for new podcasts to listen to, this will be a good way to be introduced to new shows as well. So you can check out my new podcast. It's called I Made a Podcast, available on all of the major podcasts and apps out there. And I made it easy for you. There's a link in the description of this episode that you can go to and directly go to the podcast. So thanks for listening, and now let's get back to the Faith Fight Podcast. There's a battle for our children, and we have to know how to fight it. When parents teach their children about the gospel, it becomes the primary way that Christianity will spread to the next generation. The devil doesn't want this, and that's where the fight is for our kids. We need to be equipped to fight, and we already have the victory in Jesus, so let's talk about it today. First, I'm going to read Exodus 1, verse 15 to 17. It says, the king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, whose names were Sipharam and Puah, when you are helping the Hebrew woman during childbirth on the delivery stool, if you see that the baby is a boy, kill him. But if it is a girl, let her live. The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. So we see here that there was a decree from the king of Egypt to kill all the boys from birth. If we look in society today, there is such a problem with young teenage boys losing their lives due to violence or being incarcerated. This is a plan of the enemy to stop the boys from even starting to reach their potential in life. We must pray for our young boys that they will avoid the traps and the pitfalls of the enemy and reach their God-given potential that God has for them and live their full lifespans. And Proverbs 22:6 says, start children off the way that they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. So this responsibility is with the parents. It's up to us to recognize the gifts and the abilities of our children and making sure that we are nurturing our children to grow in those passions and those giftings. As our children grow to adults, those passions will mature and allow your children to make an impact in this world for God's glory. Next, I'm going to read Deuteronomy 6, verse 6 to 7. It says, "These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit down at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up." So parents, we need to be purposeful and proactive in teaching our kids the things of God. The world will try to force their evil and perverse ways on society, and if your children are not equipped, they will follow the norms of society as well. But if you set the standard with the Word of God in your household for your family and for your kids, they will have it in their hearts and they will know what is right and wrong when they encounter it in society. The next verse for this episode is 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. It says, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." So every parent needs to pray this for the friends of their kids, that they will be good influences. Furthermore, what parents could do is to take your kids where there are other Christian kids gathering so that they can become friends and encourage each other in the things of righteousness. So parents, if you have friends who are mature believers and they have kids around the same age as your kids, try bringing those kids together so that they, hoping, will become friends as they grow up together. And parents, bring your kids to children's church and youth group activities at your church so that they can connect with other believers in a God-centered environment. And finally, pray. Pray for your kids' friends that they meet in school, especially if it's a public school, that they will not be influenced by the societies or the teachers that may be doing things that the world does or trying to teach things that the world says is acceptable. But pray that your kids will not be influenced by those demonic, worldly agendas. Next, I'm going to read Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. It says, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, 'I find no pleasure in them.'" So give your children the foundation while they are young. It's wonderful to be young, but the excitement of youth can become a barrier to closeness with God. Pray that your children will be able to give their strength and their time to godly things while they are young and have the time and the energy. Pray that they won't get distracted by the things of this world that try to pull them away from godly influences and try to pull them towards worldly things. Pray that they'll be able to take their energy and efforts and time and devote those things to things of God. Now, Psalms 139, verse 13 to 18 says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. For your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you." So every person was born with a purpose and made to create impact in this world. Parents, we need to pray for our children that they will hold fast to their identity in Christ and the fact that they are wonderfully and fearfully made to take dominion and accomplish wonderful things in this world for God's glory. God has so many wonderful plans for all of us, and parents, we all need to pray for our kids every day so that they can achieve the things that God has for them to do today. And pray that every plan of the enemy is exposed and destroyed in Jesus' name. Pray that your children will not be knocked off track, but that they will keep their eyes focused on God and not be destroyed or distracted by anything in the world. So now we're going to pray concerning this episode. So if you're doing anything that requires your direct attention, keep your eyes open. I'm going to pray and you can agree with me through saying amen. We're praying for our kids right now. So let's come to an agreement. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord God, for this time and this opportunity that we've come together to pray for our children. We humbly approach your throne of grace, Lord God, knowing that you've created us, O God, to worship you, to fellowship with you, to pray to you, and to have dominion and authority here on this earth as you have given us this ability, O God, in the name of Jesus. So we come before your glorious presence, O Heavenly Father, thanking you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for his righteousness, and that we, O God, do not stand condemned before you, Lord God, but we stand forgiven and cleansed and acceptable in your sight because of Jesus. So we come before you right now, Lord God, and we thank you for the blood, and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon our kids, Lord God, upon the children, our young people also, God, and we lift them up before you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that the plans and the purposes that you have for them, O God, are sure. And I thank you, Father, that you are faithful. I pray, Father God, that you will direct and lead every single young person and child according, O God, to your will and your plan, O God. And as parents, I pray that you will help us to teach them your word, Lord God, that your word will be a light unto their path and a lamp unto their feet, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that every plan and assignment of the enemy to try to trap our young boys specifically, Lord God, in places where there is violence, Lord God, or incarceration, O God, I pray, O God, that you will lead our young boys away from situations that will lead them down this path, Lord God. And I thank you because you are faithful, O God. And I give you the praise, Lord God, that you've given us wisdom and insight concerning, O God, our children, that you will help us, Lord God, to lead them on the path that they should go, that when they become adults, Lord God, that they will have a firm foundation and be able to continue in the things that they have learned from when they were children. So I thank you for this, Father God. Help us, O God, daily to write, O God, your laws upon the hearts of our children, Lord God, that they will remember them, Lord God, that they will be implanted into their hearts, Lord God. And I thank you, Father, because you are faithful to help us do this, Lord God. I pray right now for all of the friends, O God, that are surrounding our children, Lord God. I pray that they are good influences, O God, upon them, Lord God. And if there is any bad company around our children, Lord God, I pray that you will remove those influences from our children, Lord God, that our children will know righteousness, O God, and be encouraged by other righteous children's behavior, Lord God, and not be pulled away to do evil things or things that are wicked, O God, in your sight. And I thank you, Father, for this, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that you will help our children use their energy, time, and talent, Lord God, while they are young, Lord God, to search after you and to seek after you, Lord God, and pursue the things of righteousness, Lord God. That the blessing, O God, that they will receive for doing this, O God, will follow them, Lord God, and that you will be able to do mighty things through them, O God, even at a young age, Lord God. I lift up every child concerning this, Lord God. And you have made every single person, O God, wonderfully and fearfully made, Lord God. Even our young people, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, that the purpose and the plan for us, O God, the purpose and the plan that you have for our children is powerful, Lord God. That every single one of their days, O God, have been written down in your book, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you will lead them and guide them to bring it to pass. I give you the praise for this, Lord God, and I pray that your glory will be seen in their lives, O God. I pray for a hedge of protection around our children wherever they go, Lord God, that no weapon of the enemy will prosper against them, and that your Holy Spirit will lead them and direct them wherever they go, Lord God. I thank you for this, Lord God, and may every single negative influence or person trying to perverse, O God, or destroy the plans that you have for our young people and our children, Lord God, may every single plan and assignment of the enemy be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. And I declare, O God, your blessings and your favor upon our young people, upon our children, Lord God, that they will grow, O God, and do mighty exploits, O God, that they will be strong in you, Lord God. And may you receive all the glory and the praise, Father, for this. And I pray for every single parent, O God, listening right now, that you would give us the strength, the discipline, and the wisdom, Lord God, to be parents and stewards over our children, Lord, that we will lead them and guide them to who you have called them to be, Lord God. We thank you for this, O God, and we honor you, Lord God, and commit all that we are and have into your hands. And thank you that you are faithful, Lord God, for helping us and for being with us in this manner, Lord God, concerning our children. So we commit them to your hands, Lord, and we trust you and thank you for this, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we pray. Amen. And that's it for this episode of the Faith Fight Podcast. I hope that you are blessed by this episode. Share this episode with every single parent that you know so that they will be able to have some verses that they can stand upon and pray for their children. And if you are blessed by this episode of the Faith Fight Podcast, you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. And if you have an Android phone, you can listen and subscribe to the podcast on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and on Audible. All you need to do is just search the Faith Fight Podcast, and I've placed links in the description to get to all of those podcasts and apps. So you can subscribe to the podcast and get every new episode that I release on a Sunday morning. And you can also leave a 5-star review and even write your testimony of how this podcast has blessed you. Thank you for listening to the Faith Fight Podcast. Remember to put on the full armor of Christ Jesus every single day and go out and fight the good fight of faith. And you'll hear from me again next week on the Faith Fight Podcast. Something good is happening to you today. Be blessed, everyone.